Is it necessary to know our Swarupa to go back to Godhead? No, there is no such stipulation that we have to realize our Swarupa. There are, Jiva Goswami explains in Sandarbha, there are three kinds of liberated souls. Those are, their feet are in the material world, but their eyes are on the spiritual world. The second is, their one foot is in the material world, second foot is in the spiritual world. Third is, both their feet are in the spiritual world, just their body is in the material world. What that means is, he says, how do we become transcendental? There are two things. There is Gunatita and Swarupa Siddha. Gunatita means we go beyond the three modes. Swarupa Siddha means we realize our eternal Swarupa. So he says, there is one kind of Mahabhagavata is one who is still sometimes affected by the modes, but doesn't succumb to the modes. That person is neither Gunatita nor Swarupa Siddha, but is not controlled by the modes. There's a battle, but one goes beyond the modes. One wins the battle. But still there is a little battle. The other is one who is Gunatita, but not yet Swarupa Siddha. That means one leg is in the spiritual world, other leg is in the material world. Third is one who is Gunatita and Swarupa Siddha. So, now all three are considered to be exalted souls, liberated devotees. But not all of them need to be Swarupa Siddha. So, yes, for some devotees, Swarupa Siddhi may come before liberation. But Srila Prabhupada, in general, following Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's example, downplayed the esoteric aspects of bhakti. And he focused on the practical or missionary aspects of bhakti. And that's why he did not himself talk about his Swarupa, nor did he talk about Swarupa for his disciples. And ultimately, whatever be the specific Swarupa that we have, foundational to the realization of Swarupa is the realization of Dasya Bhava. See, there is Dasya Ras and there is Dasya Bhava. So, Dasya Bhava is common to all the rasas. Even Radharani, who is in the most highest position, in the highest rasa, she also has the mood of serving Krishna. Yashoda also has the mood of serving Krishna. Dasya Bhava in Dasya Rasa is very important. And that comes by the practice of bhakti, gradually. So, that comes by practicing of bhakti. So, Dasya Bhava is what we need to cultivate primarily. And then Swarupa Siddhi will come about. So, Srila Prabhupada focused on the process that will lead us to the ultimate perfection. Whether that perfection will come before we go back to the spiritual world, or it will come after we leave this body and go to the spiritual world, that may vary according to timely circumstances. That is a detail. That is not a foundational necessity for purification and liberation.